Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The lake effect snow showing no mercy on western New York, Pennsylvania, parts of Ohio. Now, ABC's Andrew Dimba reports there's more on the way.
This morning, as bitter cold extends into the deep south, an Alberta Clipper is sweeping down from Canada, bringing up to 2 feet of extra lake effect snow in parts of the north. Erie, Pennsylvania, already buried under 4 feet. Hundreds of cars abandoned, complicating snow removal. Soldiers digging out at Fort Drum, New York, where 57 inches fell. And farther south in Ohio, an emergency declared in several counties.
South Korea's opposition parties have moved to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over the short-lived martial law he imposed on Tuesday. Heavily armed troops encircled the parliament building before lawmakers climbed over the walls and re-entered. Sources confirmed to ABC News President-elect Trump has been discussing job of defense secretary with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should Pete Hegseth not be confirmed. This is ABC News. Today, a Missouri judge will decide whether abortions can resume there. The state currently has a near total ban on the procedure, but a constitutional amendment restoring abortions in Missouri is set to take effect tomorrow. Republican Attorney General is fighting to keep the ban on the books. Eli Lilly says its drug Zepbound appears to lead to more weight loss than Wegovy, made by Novo Nordisk. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The study included 751 people with obesity or those overweight with a related medical condition. After just over 16 months on treatment, people who took Zepbound lost 20% of their body weight, compared to people on Wegovy who lost just under 14%. This translates to people on Zepbound losing roughly 50 pounds compared to 33 pounds on Wegovy.
Three climbers, two American, one Canadian, missing on Mount Cook, the highest peak in New Zealand. Bad weather stopping a search launch today, but operations could resume tomorrow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume, brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It's Christmas in the Village this Saturday in Butternut at the Butternut Village Hall from 9 until 4. There will be photo opportunity area to take your own photo, Christmas picture of Santa from 10 a.m. to noon. There will be cookies, there will be hot chocolate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the Butternut Community Park, you'll find a food stand sponsored by the Butternut Girls basketball team, and a bar is available also starting at 10 a.m. Many activities downtown and through the day. Christmas in the Village in Butternut this Saturday from 9 until 4 o'clock. Oh, Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report for the winter. With more on that, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. And now a look at today's funeral notices. David Charles Hine, age 80, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, November 27th, at his home. He is survived by his brother, Stanley Hine of Marshfield, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Graveside service will be held at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls on Friday, December 20th at 11 a.m. Deacon Bob Schinnebeck will officiate. Military honors will follow. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Charles Hine, age 80, of Butternut. Archie Harvey Hill Jr., age 75, of Glidden, passed away suddenly on Wednesday, November 27th. He is survived by his wife, Sally Hill, of Glidden, by their three children, Harvey Hill, of Marshfield, by Paul Hill, of Minneapolis, and by Rachel Coe, of Phoenix. Survived also by two grandchildren, and by his mother-in-law, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A memorial service with military honors will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Archie Harvey Hill Jr., age 75, of Glidden. Reggie Drott, age 54, of Butternut, died in his home on November 28th. Reggie is survived by his children, Nicholas, Justice, and Deja Drott, further survived by his siblings, Ron Drott, Rusty Drott, Roger Drott, by Renee Drott, Rod Drott, and by Jane Drott, further survived by his grandchildren and many nieces and nephews. Service arrangements will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Reggie Drott, age 54, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half, and then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, like, they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, you know, getting to Vegas.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. We feel like we've been playing good ball too. You know, they the top of the division, and that's what we hunting, so it's going to be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Checking your 98Q local sports scoreboard from yesterday. Boys basketball at the Park Falls campus. Shawamigan edges Washburn in a non-conference game. The Shawamigan boys win it 53-50. Phillips gets a 79-69 win up in Bayfield. South Shore boys edge Winter 75-72. Prentice a winner over Bruce 55-25. It was the Medford boys topping Chippewa Falls 63-57. And the Tigerton boys beat Tomahawk 68-29. On the girls' side, Phillips over Grantsburg at the Phillips Gym at Logger Camp, 66-24. The Phillips girls winners at home. Cumberland beating Ashland 34-29. Winter edges South Shore 43-31. The Prentice girls beat Bruce 59-39. The Rib Lake girls beat Abbotsford 74-18. Lakeland a winner over Mosinee 45-42. It was the Bedford girls. They lost at home to Rhinelander 63-58. And the Tomahawk girls, they get a win last night by a score of 58-34 over Tigerton. Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be very windy with light snow and blowing snow today and falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the teens, low to mid-teens by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Tonight, cold, windy, five above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
98 Q Country.
Just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. In her ear, oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs. And throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry. While she likes doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she
music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
We got winners. We got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. Bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you are.
It's a great day to be alive.
Rise and shine!
98 Q Country.
You're never gonna be alone. Never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the world
time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98 Q Country.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better
beautiful,
scurry.
Please don't
but
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say what's in this
no
tree.
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break this bell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no,
oh,
no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
If I move any closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't
oh, baby,
stay.
Don't hold out. Cause baby,
it's cold
outside. Outside.
The answer is
oh,
no.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
No, no. Your welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
dead.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be
oh,
suspicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
And my brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves on a tropical shore.
My Mectinon's mind
oh,
is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are so delicious.
But maybe just a sip
oh,
and more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I got to get home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me
oh,
your
up
call.
To your knees out there.
You've really
I'm
been great.
Touch my
but
hand.
You don't see.
How can you
no,
do
no.
this thing to me?
It's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in black.
If you have pneumonia and
but
die,
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that hold out.
Oh,
cause
baby, it's cold
outside.
Brett Eldridge and Meghan Trainor. 98Q, Brett Eldridge just has a great, some great Christmas music out. Sounds of the Christmas Season, brought to you this morning by Warga Auto and Truck Center, right there on Highway 13 in Phillips. Hope you are well this morning. We have a little bit of snow out there. If you haven't peeked out the curtains yet, if you haven't looked, it came down very quietly, very subtly overnight, but there's 2 or 3 inches out there for you. And the plows are out moving stuff around. You might hear the beeping of the plows if you haven't rolled out of bed yet. The scraping of the shovels. And you may have to, I would suggest get out there now. Well, maybe not right now. Coffee first. But to get out there this morning because the winds are picking up today and the temperatures are going to drop. This is about the warmest for the day right here. As we're going to see temperatures drop from the 20-25 range down to about 10 or so by supper time tonight. I show it we're at 24 degrees right now. By lunchtime, it's going to be down to about 21. And again, by 6 or 7 o'clock, we'll have 9 or 10 degrees. Some of you may get real close to zero for tonight. I show 8 or 9 above for the city. So some of you swamp dwellers out there may get down into the zero range. Tomorrow's going to be a cool day, but there's warmer stuff ahead, right around 18 or 20, looks like, for tomorrow. 30s, upper 30s, maybe at some point for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Next week looks probably fairly mild with temps right around 30. So today, the coolest day that we'll see in a while. So push the snow aside. It's a good start for what we're hoping to be a snowmobile season. For those of you who love to sled and businesses that are affected by that, it's a good start. We've got some cold weather. We got some ice made out there. Got a little bit of a base. Now if we can just get an 8, 10, 12-inch event at some point. The problem is the East Coast is taking it all. They're stealing all of our snow now. over there on the East Coast. And don't even get me started with the Youpers up there. They're always grabbing that lake effect snow. We've got Reality Radio coming up after 8 here this morning. We'll chat a little bit about the butternut schools at 7:45. We had a little scheduling conflict yesterday with Carolyn Pollitt, but we have some things we want to share about the butternut schools on the way for you. Speaking of that lake effect snow I mentioned, more lake effect snow is on the way for parts of Pennsylvania and New York. The towns of Northeast Pennsylvania. There's a town that's called Northeast Pennsylvania. Not hard to figure out where it is, I guess. They've already gotten 55 inches of snow over the past week, and they are expecting about another foot or foot and a half or 2 feet before Friday. See, that's too much. I mean, that's, you can't, we got to find a balance in there somewhere. What else here? Job openings surged in October, according to the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. 7.74 million openings, about a quarter million more than predicted. So that's a good sign. Did you see where the Mexican government, we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, of course, all the talk of tariffs and all this stuff going on, the Mexican government has passed a bill, and if you go on a cruise, you are going to be charged, the cost of that cruise is going to go up, because every time a cruise ship enters a port in any of Mexico's ports, every passenger is going to be charged $42, an immigration fee, they call it. Yeah. And it's $42 whether you get off or not. It's just going to be built into the cost of the cruise. Imagine if you stop at, you know, three or four ports or whatever, it's probably going to end up a couple $100 onto your cruise. So they, Mexico announced that yesterday. Packers will go at it tomorrow. They will be taking on the Lions in Detroit at Ford Field. There's some Packer fans, I think, maybe making the venture over there. There's always Packer fans at those road games. This is a little bit more intriguing inside that beautiful Ford Field. That's a nice field, nice stadium they got there. So that'll be a fun one. The Lions are banged up. I think the Packers have a legitimate shot at winning this one. If the Lions were healthy and rolling like they were the last few weeks before this past week, I would have probably said no, but the Lions have a lot of injuries. So the Packers, I think, have a decent shot to get in there and take care of the Lions. It'll come down to, what, two or three plays? It'll come down to a turnover here and there. So many times games are decided by a fumble. The ball drops, and which way does it go? That can be the decider in a lot of games. You see it a lot of times where a quarterback or a running back will fumble the ball and the thing will just come right back up into their breadbasket. Other times they drop it and it just takes like a right turn and just phew, and just like exits the whole facility. Just whew, and the running back or quarterback has no chance. But turnovers are a big part of the game. And they're more often than not, they're created by the defense. It's usually not the offensive guy just dropping the ball. Well, maybe some cases, but usually not too much. And there's teams, coaches in the NFL, they know how big turnovers are, and they teach it. They teach how to strip that ball out and get that thing out of there. You got your Christmas shopping. Has it started yet? 3 weeks from today is Christmas Day. So at least you got to make a list and check it twice and all that stuff. And at least get yourself organized a little bit for the Christmas season. We'll be talking about some Christmas events. There's a lot of Christmas events this weekend. And we'll cover that. Some of the details, including the one in Butternut, coming up during Reality Radio. After 8 o'clock, we're going to have Alina's gift certificate giveaway, I believe, also, as a part of Big G's favorite places to eat. So stay tuned for your chance to win Alina's gift certificate. Probably in the 9 o'clock hour. It's 7:34. Let's get you updated twice an hour. We get you news and sports, so let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The lake effect snow showing no mercy on western New York, Pennsylvania, parts of Ohio. Now, ABC's Andrew Dimba reports there's more on the way.
This morning, as bitter cold extends into the deep south, an Alberta Clipper is sweeping down from Canada, bringing up to 2 feet of extra lake effect snow in parts of the north. Erie, Pennsylvania, already buried under 4 feet. Hundreds of cars abandoned, complicating snow removal. Soldiers digging out at Fort Drum, New York, where 57 inches fell. And farther south in Ohio, an emergency declared in several counties.
South Korea's opposition parties have moved to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over the short-lived martial law he imposed on Tuesday. Heavily armed troops encircled the parliament building before lawmakers climbed over the walls and re-entered. Sources confirmed to ABC News President-elect Trump has been discussing job of defense secretary with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should Pete Hegseth not be confirmed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig, filling in for Austin Brume. Lots going on at the Copper Falls State Park, including this Sunday, where they're having a craft event for the birds. This Sunday, from 1:30 until 3:30, you can make your very own cone treats for the birds. Supplies will be provided. More information at the Copper Falls State Park website. Just Google Copper Falls State Park for more information on all the winter events going on with the Copper Falls State Park. Well, holidays and Christmas can be a very emotional time, especially for young children. Melissa Kay has more.
Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health, or OCMH, has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-aged children when they're having big feelings. When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features 5 zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Cruise weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs, but too few can access or afford them. Hers is changing that. At forhers.com/start, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans tailored to you, like GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredients as Ozempic and Wegovy, or oral medications at a fraction of the price. That's right. You'll save up to 89% per month on compounded semaglutide based on pricing through Hers, the same active ingredient as the name brand drug at 89% less. There's no hidden fees and no membership fees, just one low, transparent price. And the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Get started at forhers.com/start to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans that put you first. That's forhers.com/start. FORHERS.com/start.
The Badgers lose to Michigan. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers lost to Michigan last night, 67-64 in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin now 8-1, their first loss of the season. Greg Gard.
As I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half. And then untimely turnovers.
The Badgers face Marquette Saturday in Milwaukee. The Bucks advance to the NBA Cup quarterfinals after a 127-107 win over the Pistons in Detroit. Damian Lillard.
Coming into this game, like, they knew it was a big game for them, but it was a big game for us too. Closer towards, you know, getting to Vegas.
NFL, the 9-3 Packers head to Detroit to face the 11-1 Lions tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Josh Jacobs says it'll be a showdown.
Obviously, you know, they've been rolling. They've been playing really good ball. We feel like we've been playing good ball too. You know, they're the top of the division, and that's what we hunting, so it's going to be fun.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In sports last night, boys basketball, Shawamigan was a winner over Washburn at the Park Falls campus, 53-50. The Screaming Eagles win it. Phillips traveled to Bayfield, beat Bayfield 79-69. It was the South Shore boys topping Winter 75-72. The Prentice boys defeat Bruce 55-25. The Medford boys, they get a win over Chippewa Falls 63-57. And the Tigerton boys beat Tomahawk 68-29. On the girls' side, Phillips at home, topping Grantsburg 66-24. Cumberland over Ashland 34-29. It was the Winter girls topping South Shore 43-31. Prentice a winner over Bruce 59-39. The Rib Lake girls take care of Abbotsford 74-18. Lakeland was a 45-42 winner over Mosinee. Rhinelander topped the Medford girls 63-58. And the Tomahawk girls get a win over Tigerton last night, 58-34.
On the great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Barnett Lake. Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, enjoy dumplings with chicken or pork. Wednesday's pasta night, and Thursday brings delicious German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. On weekends, indulge in all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m., plus prime rib on Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday, plus a sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be very windy with light snow and blowing snow today and falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the teens, low to mid-teens by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Tonight, cold, windy, five above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
98Q Country.
Where I've been talking about, looking now, can't you see?
This is my hour. It's what I've been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together. Surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a perfect kiss, this is it.
Country.
I can hear the neighbors, they're arguing again. There hasn't been peace on our street since who knows when. I don't mean to listen in, but the shouting is so loud. I turn up the radio to drown it out. Silently I say a little prayer, but for the grace of God, do I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your but he seems so poor. Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. And silently I say a little prayer. Yes, I do. But for the grace of God, do I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love. And I look around and all I see is your happiness embracing.
Keith Urban at 98Q Country. Get out, push that snow aside out there. It's sweatshirt shoveling weather this morning. It won't be that way, though, this afternoon. And we're pushing that snow aside and getting the kids off to school, including the Butternut schools. We visit with the folks from Butternut on the morning show, normally Tuesday mornings, but we're going to talk with Carolyn Pollitt, the district administrator at Butternut this morning. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, we're pushing that snow aside. We're getting all the kids to school. Are we okay today?
For sure.
All right.
Sure.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for joining us. I know some report cards came out on schools, and you're kind of excited to share some of that information with us this morning, right?
Yeah, right. It's, you know, it's always an interesting time and kind of nerve-wracking when you're waiting for those scores to come out. But I just wanted to kind of touch base and give, you know, a little awareness about that. Our district overall met expectations. There's quite a difference between our elementary and our high school, so we're definitely making plans about that. But I'm not sure if people realize that there's four areas when tracking scores for those school report cards, and those include achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and graduation. Okay. And school attendance is factored into three of those. And for us, one thing that is kind of different is that our economically disadvantaged score is pretty high. We're at 58%. And so then you do a lot of comparisons about where you stand in certain categories, and then of course to the state overall. Those achievement and growth areas are weighted based on that percentage. And so, you know, when people look at these scores, I guess, you know, my whole point is it's not just a simple, oh, here's how your students fared.
Right, right.
It has a lot of parts to it. And so, like always, you know, we want people to ask questions so that we can try to break those things down and help them know what's going on. But attendance definitely is something that we are working on. It's been a problem across the nation, especially since the pandemic, and it's getting better.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that, but we have some work to do with attendance, and it's not just unexcused attendance or chronic absenteeism. It's also overexcused attendance where, kids should just be here. Of course,
yeah.
We don't want them here sick, but we also want them here.
Well, you mentioned, though, the pandemic that kind of normalized, well, I don't need to be there. It kind of got that in the back of our minds a little bit, right?
Yeah, and not just kids. It's just really generally overall people, and certainly I'm not ripping on anybody. I'm probably guilty of the same, but it's taken a whole different shift, and so we're working hard on that.
Yeah, very good. And so if people want to see some of the information about those scores, or somewhere they can go to see that, or maybe at the school?
Yep. They can. Actually, if you just put in a Google search, Wisconsin report card scores, it'll take you to the DPI website where you can pick your district and take a look at those.
Okay.
That's probably the fastest way. And it's on dpi.wisconsin.gov, and then accountability.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that'll pop up.
Okay. And if folks have any questions, they can always feel free to call you at the school. Like you
For
said,
sure.
Like you said, it's not sometimes not just about the numbers, right?
There's a lot to it. It's pretty complicated, and it takes a while to break that down.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Carolyn. Good information. Exciting time of the year. We got the basketball teams and stuff off running and playing. So fun time.
Yes.
Fun time at the schools.
Yeah. Middle school boys wrap up their season here in the next 2 weeks. We started FBLA chapters in middle school and high school. That's really exciting for us.
Yeah. All right.
Concerts, holiday concerts coming up.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
All right, Carolyn, thank you for the update. We appreciate you taking time.
You bet. I appreciate it, too.
You bet. Carolyn Polici is the district administrator for the Butternut Schools. Normally joins us on Tuesday mornings, either Carolyn or we have Troy Shawinski in talking about sports. But we feature the Butternut Schools typically Tuesday mornings at 7:45 here on 98Q. Reality Radio is on the way. We'll get that to you a little bit after 8 o'clock. Some good local information on a snowy Wednesday morning with 98Q.
Why'd you throw them stones at you? Had a wild hair on.
98Q Country.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? If my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say today how much she means to me. And avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel.